During his campaign rally in Florida on Saturday, President Trump seemed to reference a major incident in Sweden, but there was no such event. The internet found the comment confusing and amusing. Swedes are simply baffled. NPR's Camila Domonoske reports.
At his campaign rally on Saturday, President Trump was promising to keep America safe when he listed off a series of places, including sites of devastating terror attacks like Brussels, Nice, and Paris. But he also said this.
You look at what's happening last night in Sweden. Sweden. Who would believe this? Sweden.
It turns out Swedish people had trouble believing that. Eunice Ekman, a reporter at the Swedish newspaper Aftonbladet, sums up the big stories in Sweden on Friday.
We had a man who set himself on fire, and we had some car chases. There's still a lot of snow, some problems with traffic.
There was also a technical mishap at a singing competition, and a belated report about an amorous moose.
Yeah, that's a story actually occurred in autumn. A moose got attracted to a wooden moose and started making love in a small town.
But nothing remotely resembling a terrorist incident. Katarina Axelsson is a press officer at the Swedish Ministry of Foreign Affairs. She says the Swedish government had no idea what Trump was referencing.
I'm sorry, but there's nothing. We do not know. We would like to understand as well.
Late today, Trump tweeted that he was referencing a story on Fox News. That was probably a Friday night segment with a filmmaker who argued that there's an immigrant-fueled rise in crime in Sweden. To be clear, that segment discussed trends over time, which are disputed, and did not suggest that anything happened that day. But it invoked an idea that has gained purchase in some quarters.
6-7 years or so, there's been a recurring narrative about Muslim immigrants in Sweden causing crime.
Martin Gellin is a Swedish reporter based in New York who covered the Trump campaign. He says he's had Trump supporters say they feel sorry for him when he says he's from Sweden, a place he says they view as a nightmare.
They know that Sweden has welcomed more refugees than almost any other country in Europe, especially in proportion to how small the country is. And they have heard about this often, you know, erroneous or heavily exaggerated stories about increase in crime.
It's a sharp contrast to the other big response he says he receives.
On the left, you have completely opposite view of Sweden as a progressive paradise.
Whether they're living in a paradise or a nightmare, Swedes were definitely in a state of confusion after Trump's remarks. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.